Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Good evening, it's Penny, and I hope you're all well and cooking on gas. We're obviously Matthew and I here this evening talking about fast tracking to untap your, I would say, true potential, not just your potential. And you know, there's nothing worse than untapped potential or having a gut feeling that you were meant for more, you know, right? And that's what Matthew and I will be discussing this evening. Also about, you know, we have a tendency to buy into fear. And as you are aware, because we've talked about this many times, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real. And we tend to buy into that fear rather than, you know, the first muscle in our body that we need to start working with and empowering is that courage muscle. You know, first of all, using it one or two times. And then as we use it one or two times and we realise that we can break through limiting beliefs and limiting fears, what that does is it brings you confidence. And confidence is what will help you get in touch with your true genius and your true potential. So I just wanted to hand over to Matthew so that he has a chance to say good evening and give his take on this.
Well, for me personally, it was once I dealt with some of the baggage in this life, I realised that actually the only thing that limits us is ourselves. Or for me, the only person that was limiting my experience was myself. And it was a part of self that I'd not even sort of looked into, never really given it any time. It was, I'd always based things on, well, how intelligent are you? How much resources do you have? And based on some simple things like that. So I would think, well, someone that's really intelligent or that has money is able to succeed, whereas somebody else isn't to their extent. And actually, that was just something I was limiting myself, and certain things that I was almost judging in others was putting a limit on myself. And actually, when you break it down and realise there is no limit. Anybody can come from any kind of background or any kind of situation and create anything they like. There is no formula to success other than sort of having that drive, having that belief. And again, some of the stuff we'll be discussing on the show is around beliefs. And so you've got the conscious mind and the subconscious. So you sort of, the way I class it is the thinking side of a person and then the feeling side. And again, when you can clear that out, actually, there are no limits. And it's almost like a scientific program, really. If you follow the steps, then actually you can become what we would call limitless. So it's a really interesting subject and something, obviously, I've been working through in the years. And that's why I'm so excited about the training we're going to be offering, because I actually get to work alongside Penny doing the work that's changed my life so much. And helping others do that is, I can't think of a better job. That's for sure.
I think, you know, for me, it's very much about self-education. It's about educating yourself so that you can move through to the next level of being. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, there is a process to this, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the process now. And it's, you know, there's six things that very much when I was beginning to look at what we were going to be talking about came up for me. And the first one is basically to feed your mind. You know, it's so important to feed your mind on a daily basis, you know, and it's looking at successful people and people who are thought leaders and, you know, leaders in their industries, etc., 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 is, you know, the symptom of leaders are they are readers. They read, you know, at least half an hour a day, you know, reading something that inspires them, maybe an autobiography of somebody who really is. Now she wants us to check our own thoughts. And I go, well, yes, actually, to a certain extent, yes, you do need to check your own thoughts, because what you think about is what you create. And if you're thinking that everybody is doing better than you, then actually you'll create that reality in your own life. And yes, everybody will do better than you. And it's training your brain by conditioning the thoughts that you allow to come into your brain on a minute by minute, second by second time frame. And it's looking at it and just going, okay, so do successful leaders think this way? And I would say to you, probably not. They don't allow the hurry worry in. They don't allow the fact that they are, you know, as Matthew was saying, they don't limit themselves with limited thoughts. They become limitless. And, you know, you look at the three levels of consciousness in our own brains, and you've got the conscious mind, which is everyday living. You've got the subconscious mind, which is the storehouse, and you've got the superconscious mind, which is, you know, you can look at as your higher self or your soul or whatever frame of reference is good for you. And if you have those three levels of consciousness working in harmony with each other, then you have a much more harmonious life. And so very much the first, as I said, the first point here is feed your mind. Feed your mind and actually put in seeds of success rather than seeds of failure. And the second one is to feed your physical body, believe it or not. I must admit, I've had real, real challenges with feeding my physical body as much as I feed my emotional body and my mind in my life. And, you know, it's I've had a few challenges with health over the years. But if you allow yourself to do 5 or 10 minutes a day to develop your physical strength, what that allows you to do is to look at self-discipline and look at abilities and actually begin to trust that physical body connection with the mind and the emotions and the spirit. And it's really quite incredible when you actually do that. And I'm revisiting that right here, right now. So it's quite amazing, because obviously in recovery after the heart surgery, you know, you have an exercise program, etc., etc., etc. And I suppose I'm re-looking at that again at the moment, and I'm finding some of it can be challenging and some of it is really, really rewarding. And especially when you realise that every day you just build on that strength, even if you're only doing 5 or 10 minutes a day. You know, you don't need to go nuts and go to the gym and be there, you know, a couple of hours a day to get progress. So the third thing for me on this list is very much about having a good role model, having somebody or something in your life that really helps you define who you would like to be. We never start off exactly who we would like to be, but it's looking at it, and it's, you may have heard me mention before, it's putting the qualities of that role model into you, what I would call your bottom line. In other words, making it very, very strong in your life. And it, you know, success leaves clues. So successful people leave the clues of how they became successful. And if you pick good role models, they will teach you, okay? So everything that you can learn about these qualities, the better. The next thing is to actually be in proximity with these people who inspire you. So, you know, look at people, you know, do some research on the internet. Look at people who you think who will inspire you, and then see how you can get closer to them. Because proximity is power. Because if you start to think the same way as these role models think, then you are going to produce the same success. So the fifth one, again, you've heard me say many, many times before, and I will repeat it again many, many times in the future. Massive action. Be willing to take massive action. And, you know, massive action means not sitting on your sofa watching box sets. It's, you know, actually using the time constructively, not going onto your Game Boy or playing games on the computer and losing hour upon hour upon hour, just having your life force drained away from you and not becoming passionate and taking massive action. And number six, I think I am probably very, very passionate about this, is give much more than you get. Whatever you do in life, always give more than you get. And you will find, you know, apart from getting great pleasure from giving, it's also how you kick in the law of abundance and the law of joy and happiness and creativity and all of those really juicy things come to your life if you're willing to give much more than you get without expectation of getting anything back.
Yeah.
That is also really important. So I just wanted to hand over to Matthew and get his thoughts on this.
Yeah, I think I was sitting there like a nodding dog as you're going through the 6 points, because I think it's so important. And one thing that I've really noticed, the clients that are coming to me at the moment, which seems really relevant, is you've either got people that have done a little bit of emotional work but haven't done the mind work, or have done a lot of the mind work but have sort of moved forwards a bit but not enough as they feel. And one thing that I found critical about my training and why I felt I've moved forward so quickly, and it's actually been quite an easy transition, is doing, accepting that there's a few different parts to us. So there's a mental side, the conscious mind. There's the emotional side, which we would sort of talk about the subconscious, and obviously the physical health as well. And I think if you have a balance within all of those areas, you're going to be able to have the life you dreamed of. And with manifestation, it can be really quick and really easily. But what I found is people that have done the mind work, it's great because they're able to tell themselves and keep positive. But they say I don't feel congruent sort of thing. I'm telling myself that things are great, but I don't necessarily feel it. And how can I work on that? And again, people that have done some of the emotional clearing work are sort of saying, well, I feel as though I can do it, but my mind's telling me otherwise. My mind's putting limits on it. It's almost like it could be the voices of the teachers at school that said that you should go into the army and not run your own business, or like we've all been told that maybe we should not fully embrace something because we're not particularly good at it. And actually, it doesn't matter whether you're good at something or not. If that's what you love doing and you have a passion for it, practice makes perfect. So even if you haven't got a natural talent for something, if that's what you love doing, it doesn't mean that you can't do it. In fact, you'll find your passion actually enables you to do it better than most people that didn't enjoy it. So again, it's not putting any limits on you. And that's what I found people coming in at the moment. And it's so relevant with the Fast Track course, because that does, it's looking at every element of self. And using.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm just going to hand back over to Matthew because he was in full throttle just before we went to the break.
Yes, I'm not sure where you heard me up to, but I was very much talking about looking at all three sides of self and very much working on that. And with the research side of things, where Penny says about reading and keeping the mind active, one of my passions recently has been reading about Einstein and Galileo and Tesla, some of the people among time that have conceived things that I couldn't written, and looking at into some of their sort of almost like their memoirs. Every single one of them will say that the information they downloaded was not from their own mind or their own consciousness. And that can be interpreted many different ways. And I know it has been over time. So you could say it came from alien beings. You could say it came from spirit. You could say it came from the universe. There's many different ways in which you could interpret it. But what really amazed me was if all of them say the same thing, that if you can get yourself out of your own mind, you can actually access cosmic information. So for me, it doesn't matter where it comes from. It could be aliens, could be spirit, it could just be the universe. And that for me is doesn't matter. But that's what fascinated me, that these people were sort of talking the same way that we are today, but we're talking hundreds of years later, and how have we not grasped this before? And that actually the way to really, really...
And, oh, no, you're there.
so you wouldn't expect to come out of the gym looking like a bodybuilder the first time you went, but the more work you do on your body, the more healthy it becomes, the more it's able to grow. And it's the same with the mind and the emotional side. So I think having that combined package is what really, really helps. And the only thing I could, when I was looking at the information, I was thinking, I think because they had less to deal with at those times of life, they don't have the social stuff and the media stuff we deal with, which causes a lot of restrictions within our own minds, and we're told what to do and what's possible and what's not, and it almost grinds you down over time. Whereas I don't think, when life was simpler, I think it was probably easier for them to connect. And a lot of the reason people don't feel connected and aren't able to really focus, it is because of what's going on around us. There's so many stimulants, like you said, that can drag us off track. It's real easy to sit there and just watch movies all the time and not go out to work or push yourself. We do hold ourselves back. It's quite a lazy world in that respect.
Of which I was a huge part of that. More so than we think, I think. I think we think, actually, we're really, really busy. Whereas, in fact, it's pretty useless. You know, you can read a book, but, you know, once you've read the book and you've put it down, you know, that's just a whole bunch of knowledge filed away in your mind. You've actually got to action it. You've actually got to, you know... what was it, number 5, massive action, take massive action on it. And, you know, one of the things I was really quite interested in last week, because I'm, you know, again, coming back to work after taking 4 or 5 weeks off, and just looking at different areas of where basically I want to go next, and... you know, how I'm going to take Acorn to Oak forward, etc., etc., etc. You always review things, don't you, when you come to a natural pause. And, you know, one of those things was very much about, you know, I spent an awful lot of my early years collecting letters after my name, because I thought that was, you know, how I got self-knowledge. Yeah, and that's not true. Because anybody can have specialised knowledge. It's just, where did you get it from? And you don't need to go to university. to get specialised knowledge. You don't need to go, you know, a plethora of workshops or yakka, yakka, yakka to get knowledge. What you actually need to do is to start paying attention to yourself so that when you reflect and you look at what type of day you've had, you can actually pick up the gold and the specialised knowledge just from daily life. And not necessarily watching the box sets, but spending half an hour just, you know, reflecting on how your day went and what you learned from it. And, you know, when you're wanting more and desiring more, going for more, the collective energy is contagious. And what actually happens when, you know, you sign up maybe to do a training or a fast track or a mastermind or any of these things, is that you start putting the energy out there that you want to bring some change into your life. And that's what brings change in, is being willing to see it, willing to see the possibilities. And, you know, as we've said before, well, I'm just going to run over this really quickly, you know, there are only two states of being. You know, the first state is being disconnected from your authentic self. And, you know, being disconnected from your authentic self is the suffering state. You know, it's the ego state. It's emotionally feeling mad, sad, glad, scared, feeling sick and tired or okay, which is overwhelmed and knackered. Feeling fine, which is, I apologise for my French here, but Foxtrot Oscar, which is basically fucked up, insecure, neurotic and emotional, confused, stressed, too much going on, not enough time to get everything done, hanging on by your fingertips, you know, maybe asking yourself, why is this happening to me again? You know, feeling emotional and physical pain and no flow in your life. You know, and most of us are in that state. And then, of course, there's the being connected. And being connected is being connected to your authentic self or your higher self. Emotionally feeling glad, you know, feeling happy and joyous and everything is going really well. You know, we have a saying in the UK about cooking on gas. All your relationships are in harmony and balance. You know, you have financial abundance where money flows to you with ease. You're in alignment with the vision for yourself. You're creative, energized, making heartfelt decisions again with ease. And there's no resistance to growth and change because you're able to see the big picture. And, you know, this blasts through, being connected blasts through any type of procrastination, any type of resistance that's making you feel that you know, you can't do something. It's what enables you to take massive action, you know, to your next level of being. And as I said, knowledge alone isn't enough to gain the success that you crave. And sometimes you need a helping hand to learn the psychology and the science behind achieving accelerated success in your life. And this is why we were beginning to talk about Fast Track, which is a training that both myself and Matthew run. It's called the Fast Track Foundation Course. And it's about emotional intelligence, mindset mastery. It's about extraordinary fulfillment and impactful and insightful living. And, you know, when people listen to me talk about this, they just go, yeah, that's it. You know, where do I sign up? And I say, well, you know, talk to me first before you sign up for anything. Because, you know, it's important to get some guidance in helping you decipher whether this is, you're in the right frame of mind and you're in the right place to be able to take on board a training like this, because it's not for everybody, you know, and it's really important to make sure there's some synergy there. So when we talk about, you know, when you talk about, or you're sitting there and you're just thinking, you know, it sounds like this woman is talking a whole bunch of gobbledygook. I don't even understand where she's coming from on this. Why would I need to change my life? Why would I need to look at different areas? And why would I want to explore myself? And, you know, I look at it, you know, you guys in the States, you know, you had the Wild West. We in England, we didn't have the Wild West, although it's pretty wild now. But it's especially in this weather. But it's very, you know, you had places to go and explore in the United States as it was growing. In the UK, we didn't. We're an old country. We've been here, you know, since millennia, sort of attitude, and was very populated in different places. Whereas, of course, you had wide open spaces in the United States, and so you went out and explored them. And I always look. I look at those Wild West films, and I just think, you know, we didn't have a frontier. Our frontier is ourselves. Our frontier is the journey into self and the journey to find out how every single part of our psyche and our conscious mind and our subconscious mind and our superconscious mind, how it all interacts together, and how, you know, we can take this and we have a roadmap. Once we understand these things, we have a roadmap, and we have, you know, we have a whole bunch of laws that if we stick to that roadmap, we're going to go from A to Z and back with ease and with joy and with excitement. And each bend is going to, you know, give us gold. You know, there's gold in them, their heels. And it will give us gold and pearls beyond price. But if we don't start the journey, how are we going to proceed? So again, I've just had a bit of a rant, so I'm going to hand back over to Matthew.
Yeah, so I think just to say a little bit, I mean, very much obviously we've said about what you would get out of the foundation course, but it's sharing some of my experience that what really has pushed me forwards is finding that all doing training course, because very much looking over the years, there's a lot of mindset stuff out there which is really good, and I think people that are into mindset, I've never really been into one thing. I've always been a bit of an explorer in looking at different sides of things, and I think there's a lot of mindset out there that don't sort of acknowledge the emotions, and a lot of people working with the emotions that don't sort of acknowledge the mindset. And for me, it's about actually these are big parts of self and different sides of self, and again with if you have trouble committing to self, which I personally did at the start, it's kind of like we would invest thousands of pounds, tens of thousands of pounds in a new car because we would like one and that would be nice. And you may spend hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions on a property because, well, it's what people do, isn't it? It's what we're here for, or that's what we're told. Yet we wouldn't spend tens of thousands, whatever it might be, on your own happiness. Because that's ultimately why we spoke about creating this course, was to how can we create people that have the happiness and joy and passion and drive in their lives that we've got, and it's not just about creating people that believe they can do anything. It's creating people that believe it, but also feel it. Because if you have both of those things, then you literally can become an unstoppable force. And it doesn't matter what your business is or what your passion is or what it is, what your sort of purpose in, what you feel your purpose is, you can create that and you can achieve it. But it's with that sort of intense training that I think has really, really pushed me forwards. And I mean, I wouldn't have believed that half of the things I've created, even just in the last sort of couple of years, were possible. But there's even bigger things coming in. And it's, as I've said on the radio before, I've taken my life from why is this happening to me again to I can't believe this is happening. Like, life is so good and it just keeps getting better. And that's when you know you've put in a good amount of work. And it's not to say that there's not work to do. There's always work to do on self. However, it's reaching a stage where you look back and think, actually, I don't recognise my life anymore. I've taken my life from what seemed all like doom and gloom to joy and passion, and anybody can do it. And that's what I love about it. It's creating a system, a scientific system, whereby if people follow the simple steps, they can create exactly what we have and more. Because it's one thing Penny always said to me along the training, which is the sign of a good teacher, and that is, I don't expect you to be as good as me. I expect you to outstrip me. And that's when you realise that someone who's training you is not coming from greed. It's not all about them and about money. It's actually about you and getting the best out of you. And that's what really resonated with me. Is that passion for, well, it's giving a person as much, if not more, than they're paying you to do, if that's the situation. And that's, again, why I'm passionate about the course. So looks like we're going into a break at the perfect time, so we'll see you after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So, we're back. We're back. So, hopefully, basically, again, I just wanted to remind you guys about the three levels of consciousness. And we were talking about the conscious mind, which comprises of 10% of the capacity of our waking mind. It runs the five senses. It gains data from them. It houses our personality, our ego, how we interact with the outside world, and it also holds our fight or flight response and is designed to survive. Its survival is its most important remit. So that's the conscious mind. The subconscious mind comprises 40% of the mind's capacity. And it's like a huge warehouse, and you can pretty much divide it into two sections and approximately put 20% in each of those sections. And one of the sections is for skills that we've learnt. For example, things like driving or work-related skills, which we only bring out when we need them, because basically the conscious mind just doesn't have the room to have all of these files or computer files running at the same time. The other 20% is where we store emotions. And when you look at emotions, it's emotion, energy in motion. And they can range from something that's quite subtle to something that's really intense. So it can go from being apathetic to enraged, or can simply be content to absolute bliss. The ongoing problem that we have with that is when we suppress anything, we're not aware that we suppress it, and it just goes into the subconscious mind. And we talk about buckets of emotion at Acorn to Oak. We can suppress just as much love and joy and happiness as we can trauma, suffering and pain. And so the subconscious mind is very much the emotional mind, and its job is to balance the levels of consciousness. So it's designed to balance. And the superconscious mind, which is a massive 50% of our mind's capacity, is the spiritual mind, the higher self, the authentic self. It's what connects us to the flow of life, the universe. It houses our inner teacher, intuition. It's creative, it's love, it's happiness, it's joy, it's bliss. It is our own unique divinity within.
Yeah.
And it's connected to the universe as a whole. And it's designed to thrive. And when we get those three levels of consciousness in alignment, what happens is, as you've heard Matthew discussing, is breaking through all limiting patterns, I've lost my mind here. All limiting patterns, all suppressions, all core conflicts, anything that's stopping you moving through life at a seemingly rapid speed. But nothing sticks, so it's easy to clear the clutter. It's you just don't have these things that are pulling you back. Procrastination is a thing of the past. Massive action is what you're doing every day so that you can move forward in many, many different ways. And how do you manage to do that? What is the tool for you to be able to do that? And it is breath for life, breath work. And breath for life, breath work is something that is unique. It is a cutting edge. It is something that is, you know, a total or complete, you know, self-healing package when you do it at the foundation level. It incorporates many different aspects. So, you know, obviously you have the breathwork therapy, life skills, NLP techniques, life coaching, written, non-written processing. It has Gestalt techniques in it, and it is life transform. It's a life transforming journey where of self-discovery. And, you know, one of the things that I always say to people is, you know, again, do you want to stagnate or do you want to evolve to the next level of being? You know, self-development is great, you know, but it's a bit passé nowadays. It's all about self-evolution. You know, it's about empowering yourself, not being told how to do things, but having a guide or a person there who will help you explore, who will help, you know, by empowering you, will basically help you explore all the inner workings of self. And everybody is different because we are all unique. And that is what is so important about this. So if that at all, you know, floats your boat, or you want to know more about identifying self-sabotaging behaviours, how to be in your body a lot more than you are or have been, it's very much about allowing yourself or investing in yourself enough so that you find out who you truly are. So that's my spiel again.
Yeah,
giving it back to Matthew. It's like, hey, soundbite.
Yeah, absolutely, because again, it's something that's been really relevant for me at the moment. One of the a lot of the feedback I've been getting from clients a lot recently is it's not how we work with them when the going's good, it's how we help them to work through the rough stuff when the going's not so good. And it's one thing I know Penny said to me once, and it's something I say to my regular clients, is at certain times along this journey you're going to love me and you're going to love the things that come out my mouth. However, there's going to be parts of this journey where you're not going to like what's coming out my mouth, and you're going to want to hate me for it. And I think that's, again, what it brings up for me is that we work from empathy, and we're not worried about sort of presenting. We call it showing the mirror. So you would show someone a mirror and say, oh, have you seen that behaviour you're doing, that you may want to look at that? And for me, over the years, I've had lots of behaviours that I've had to look at. And again, it's not looking at it in a negative way. It's just going, oh, crikey, yeah, I do that. I didn't realise I did that. Well, I'll change that one. And what's more important is making the change. And unless somebody shows you that mirror and has the at the time, we call it that the courage to sort of, or faith in that person's gonna take it in the right way. And every time I've had it done with me, or I've done it with a client, I've always had a good result, because when you're coming from a place where actually I'm prepared to do and say some of the things that other people coming from sympathy wouldn't, because ultimately it will help you move forwards and change your life, you realise you're working with someone that runs on unconditional love. Because unconditional love is not telling a person exactly what they want to hear, which is, oh, you're already perfect and it's everybody else and it's okay. It's being truthful and 100% honest with a person. And you know, when you've got that 100% honesty, you've got the unconditional love there. And again, it's part of the training which makes it so effective and has made it so effective in my life, because it's that knowing that that person's got your back no matter what, and they're not just going to tell you it's all going to be all right sort of thing. They're not going to sort of let you get away with bad behaviours, because again, that is part of ourselves that is limiting us, and we don't even know it's playing out within our lives unless we discover it.
I think for me, it's very much, you know, what was incredibly liberating for me and incredibly helpful as a practitioner and obviously a workshop leader and everything else was, you know, behaviour is just behaviour.
Yeah.
And, you know, behaviour, people behave to the degree with which they're in pain. So if they do some astonishing behaviour, they're just showing you how much pain they're in. And for me, it's very much a case of I only ever ask myself one question. And the one question I ask of, you know, when I'm dealing with a client or a family member or anybody on the planet is, can I love them enough? And if I can love them enough to hold their highest will and good at the heart of my being, then I will work with them. If I can't, then that's the time that I would refer them to somebody who can. Yeah. And it's, you know, for me, somebody asked me the other day, well, Penny, are you going to go back to what you were doing before you had the operation? I went, yeah, sure, no problems at all. I do it because I... So just hand it back to Matthew. Oh,
well, there we go.
Sorry about that, man.
Yeah,
so,
I think
anyway,
one.
I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week. Have a good week, and take care. Blessings to you.
Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.